This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program the man who, for many Americans, defines political activism, Ralph Nader, independent political candidate for president here in 2008. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Coy.
Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. We also want to mention that your campaign is online at votenader.org and that you will be coming to Charlottesville this Sunday, July 13th, and you'll be at the Gravity Lounge downtown on South First Street from 2 to 4 p.m. To greet your fans and talk a little bit and answer questions, I guess.
Well, we'll have a rollicking good time talking about clean politics and taking on the big boys in Washington and Wall Street. And our website is a very vivacious one, all kinds of good material every day, some of it unconventional, some of it will really motivate you, some of it funny. So whether or not you want to vote for Nader Gonzalez in Virginia for president, you just, sign on to our email list and you'll get a different take on the presidential campaign today.
And let's talk about that different take. And this program is known locally here for we welcome all sides and all issues and everybody is welcome at this table. The first question I have for you is, why are you running again? Why here in 2008 have you decided to run again?
Because we're losing our government and these big corporations have taken it over in Washington. There isn't a department or agency that doesn't come under overwhelming influence of corporate lobbyists and corporate political action committee money, campaign money. And these companies put their own executives in high government positions to ensure that the people are locked out and the corporations are invited in. I mean, just look at Department of Treasury, Agriculture, Interior, Food and Drug Administration, Department of Defense. Who's at the top? A lot of them are former executives from the very industries that these departments are ladling out contracts and subsidies, giveaways, handouts, you name it. So whenever government shuts down on the people and doesn't even give them a chance to have a hearing in Congress or before the health and safety agencies, you got to go into the electoral arena and challenge the two-party dictatorship, which, by the way, got a setback today in Pennsylvania. Breaking news. The Pennsylvania Attorney General has just charged dozens of state legislators and state government employees with violating Pennsylvania law and using tax dollars to get the Nader-Camejo campaign off the ballot in 2004 and Carl Romanelli, Green Party candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2006. This is very, very serious stuff, but it just proves what we're trying to say is that there's a lot of entrenched political outlawry by these two major parties who don't want competition, whether from third parties or independent candidates. So it's going to help. The whole reform movement will be helped by what's breaking right now in Pennsylvania.
We're talking with independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader. We're honored to have him on the program. He's coming to Charlottesville on Sunday and will be at the Gravity Lounge from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, July 13th. He'll also be in Richmond on Saturday, July 12th from 1 to 3 at the Virginia Holocaust Museum on East Carey Street. Ralph, let me just, if I can, just throw out some current events and topics and get your take on them.
Sure.
The economy. Your thoughts on what's going on with our economy.
Well, it's being run into ground by a gambling casino called Wall Street. I mean, just think of the reports in the Wall Street Journal and Business Week and other mainstream publications on how the heads of the banks, the investment banks, the brokerages, you know, from Citicorp to Bank of America to Merrill Lynch, they took on more and more risks, the subprime mortgage scandals, but a lot of other very abstract and risky financial instruments called collateralized debt obligations. And they kept going and going and higher risk and higher rewards. And it's going off the cliff. The roosters always come home. And now these big giant capitalist organizations and companies are going to Uncle Sam for a bailout on the backs of you, the taxpayer, starting with Bear Stearns and the Federal Reserve bailout of $29 billion a few weeks ago for the most reckless behavior, some of it criminal, some of it stupid, some of it greed, and look who pays for it. I mean, there are layoffs now around the country. The GDP is slowing down. The housing market is in the tank. What do we have to do? Law and order. I mean, we have to bring back comprehensive federal regulation that sets boundaries, standards to protect small investors and mutual funds and pension funds, and to protect people's health and safety, whether it's in the workplace or in the marketplace or in negligent practices in hospitals. And that's one reason why we have to make all these issues visible. You know, these politicians, they got marbles in their mouth. They're always, you know, blathering away and evading questions. And we want the kind of politics that stands for the people and subordinates corporations so that they are our servants, not our masters.
We're talking with independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader online at votenader.org, and he'll be in Charlottesville Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Gravity Lounge. Your thoughts about the war in Iraq and perhaps even more importantly, Iran?
Well, first of all, we've got to get out of Iraq. We weren't supposed to be there. It was a criminal war of aggression based on a platform of Bush lies, deceptions, and cover-ups. I mean, that's been so well documented, it's hardly disputable. And the only way to knock the bottom out of the insurgency in Iraq is to give Iraq and its oil back to the Iraqi people. And so we favor Nader Gonzalez's six-month withdrawal of U.S. military and corporate forces in Iraq, just the way Congressman Murtha in the House of Representatives declared months and months ago. That'll knock the bottom out of the insurgency. And what happens during the 6 months? Well, we go for U.N.-sponsored free elections. We have negotiations with the Shiite, Sunni, and Kurd groups for a reasonable amount of autonomy under a unified Iraq, which they all want, by the way, unified Iraq, but they want some autonomy. And we continue humanitarian aid because we've blown that country apart, and we owe it to the Iraqi people to help them out, and the children especially. Now, Iran, Bush is rattling the cages on Iran. Iran is frightened out of its wits. You don't have to like the regime to understand that a country that's been labeled the axis of evil, the way Iraq was, thinks it may be invaded by George W. Bush, a messianic militarist. It is surrounded by U.S. military to the west in Iraq, to the east in Afghanistan, and to the south in the Persian Gulf area. We already have special forces going in and out of Iran illegally, unfortunately. And we supported Saddam Hussein and encouraged him to invade Iran when the Ayatollahs took over. That cost 500,000 Iranian lives, and they don't forget that. So they have not invaded anybody in 250 years. Now, they're talking belligerent talk because they're weak. They have a GDP the size of Connecticut. They have 75 million people. It's a very poor country apart from its oil. And so they talk belligerent talk. They show that they have some missiles. Make no doubt about it. If we attack Iran, they can block the Straits of Hormuz, which will spin the world into an economic dive because so much oil comes through there. So we have to restrain our illegal warmongering president, since the Democrats will not move to impeach him. And since he won't resign out of the dignity of the office that he has so disgraced, we have to restrain him and not let him generate another round of hysteria and lies so that he can go out blasting away at the Iranians and leave the wreckage to his successor.
We're talking with independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader online at votenader.org, and he's coming to Charlottesville this Sunday. He'll be at the Gravity Lounge Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. downtown, just off the downtown mall on South 1st Street. And again, that is Sunday from 2 to 4. You bring up the subject of oil. What's your response to folks who say, hey, we got a lot of oil here, and all those liberals are keeping us from drilling it? Why can't we drill offshore? Why can't we drill in Anwar? This is ridiculous. It's our oil. Why can't we go get it?
Well, first of all, we won't get it for 10 years. And second of all, that's not the way to go. If you had a basin in your kitchen and you were trying to fill it with water and it had seven holes in it, would you try to turn the faucet on more or would you plug up the holes? We waste so much energy. The motor vehicles, the SUVs, the heating, air conditioning technologies are designed for waste because it sells more electricity and more gasoline to the corporations. They have a vested interest in waste, and we as consumers should have a vested interest in efficient appliances, efficient heating and air conditioning, efficient motor vehicles, the way our engineers could have done it for us years ago if these corporate bosses in executive suite allowed them to do so. So we go for energy efficiency. It's the fastest, cleanest, least expensive, most environmentally benign way to get out of our energy crunch. And energy efficiency is in accord with Ben Franklin's old saying. Remember when he said, a penny saved is a penny earned? Well, a megawatt you don't waste is a megawatt you don't have to produce. Like they're trying to build another coal plant in your state. Efficiency. They want to build these coal plants to provide electricity to Washington, D.C., which is full of office buildings that waste energy like there's no tomorrow. And in addition to energy efficiency, which is a now remedy, we crack down on the speculators in the Wall Street oil futures, which according to ExxonMobil itself in testimony a few weeks ago, has doubled the price of a barrel of oil. In other words, instead of $130, if we crack down on these speculators, it would be about $60, $65 a barrel. And you can imagine the comparable reduction in gasoline prices at the pump. And finally, we got to have a longer-range conversion of our economy and society to solar energy, wind power, solar photovoltaic, solar thermal, solar architecture, all these ways that are now proving themselves economically and environmentally in one area of the country after another, but they're up against these huge government subsidies and favoritism for oil, gas, coal, and nuclear. And that's what this campaign should be about, to put the people's interests, their health, safety, and pocketbook first, not the big oil, gas, coal, and uranium companies first.
Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader is my guest. He's online at votenader.org, and he's coming to Charlottesville on Sunday, July 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Gravity Lounge. This coming Sunday, Ralph Nader will be in town. Ralph, what's your response to the folks who say, oh, Ralph Nader, he's always talking against big corporations. He's got a problem with the free market. This is just free market capitalism at work. Why isn't he like that?
I'm with the majority of the American people. 75% in polls say corporations have too much control over their lives. And they're talking about ripoffs and pollution and arbitrary layoffs, invasion of their personal privacy, and gouging credit card rates and drug prices and gasoline prices and all that corporate crime in Wall Street down to Enron and Houston. The people and I and Matt Gonzalez are all on the same side. 82% of them have just said in two polls they think America's going in the wrong direction. Well, who the heck do you think is running America? It isn't the people. It's these global corporations who have no allegiance to our country, no respect for our soldiers, no respect for our veterans, no respect for our workers, other than to control them or abandon them to China or other dictatorships where they set up modern factories with serf labor and then ship the products back to this country, hollowing out communities and laying off American workers. So, our positions on VoteNader.org, just as our contributions, are coming from working Americans. We are a party of, by, and for the people. We are a program and campaign that comes from the people because we are of the people. I had a 40-year record of fighting these giant corporations and their defective products and contaminated food and gouging medicines and their corrupting our own Congress and our own executive branch. I mean, how many times do we have to prove that if corporations break through and are not subjugated to the rule of law, they are going to make us pay, pay, and pay in ways that are multiplying day by day?
Ralph Nader, independent presidential candidate. He's coming to Charlottesville this Sunday and will be at the Gravity Lounge from 2 to 4 p.m. He'll also be in Richmond on Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Virginia Holocaust Museum. You can get more information at votenader.org. Ralph, thank you so much for your time, and it's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. You're a very good interviewer. You keep it moving. Thank your listeners. You're a credit to the station. Thanks, Coy.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.